entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the
good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help entrepreneurs to help other entrepreneurs. Anyway, I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything look good. Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, and it's a little change up tonight. The studio is a little more crowded than I'm used to seeing on Wednesday night at this time.
We're here, either way.
Oh, yeah, but we'll explain why in a second.
Okay, but anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what the show is all about. We're trying to get organized here. I'm pretty sure all of you can tell that.
Yeah, if you're not watching on Facebook, you can also check us out on the station's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tantalk Radio Network.
Okay. Anyway, we're here tonight to honor Veterans Day. And I have some veterans in the studio, which you're going to meet pretty soon. And I also have someone who works along with veterans. Right? Plus, you're a veteran yourself?
Correct.
Okay. But anyway, so I'm just going to, we're trying to get a little organized here. Have to make sure our microphones and all that sort of stuff kind of fit everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got to make sure everybody can talk correctly and everybody can hear correctly in the studio. We only have so many headphones available to work with, and there's a lot more people than I'm used to.
Okay, so we have to wing it the best way we can.
And that's usually what we do here on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, don't we?
Okay, so we'll do the best we can, but we have mics that you can talk to. And
oh, yeah.
Everybody's going to hear me, and so you can pull the mic over. But anyway, but to get started, Veterans Day is coming up in a couple of days, and we wanted to spend this week to honor our military veterans and people who serve as veterans. Anyway, so I'm going to kind of get started, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce these people by first name, and then I'm going to come back and ask a few questions and have them ask questions and kind of go from there. However, so I'm just going to introduce On my left here, we have Jeff. On his left, we have Heinzman. On my right, we have Heather. And next to her right, we have Isaac, who's not a veteran yet, but he's here.
Close enough.
Okay.
Not really.
But anyway, so I gave out first names in case you want to tell anybody more. But basically, I have a list of questions that we're going to go through. The way we're going to do this is that every 8 or 9 minutes we take a break, possibly a little bit longer. But I want to know who you are, what you do, and just in case you're not familiar with, I want to find out what your name is, the branch of service that you're in, and what did you do in the service, and in your case, you may be still working, but maybe not. Then, so once we've introduced ourselves, I'm going to come back and ask you, what did you do in the military? Okay, so what did you do? I'm sorry, I got that wrong. What did you do? What are you doing now? Okay, tell us what you're doing now. And then once we get familiar with each other, then I'll throw a few other questions to ask you. But I'm going to be asking you for some tips to help other veterans that you may be aware of in terms of starting a business. Our second show, which is the Employment Opportunity Hour, and hopefully you'll still be here, but that is to help veterans to find out about jobs. And so I want to make sure that that distinction is there. But anyway, so I'm just going to ask you very quickly in 30 seconds or so, tell us who you are and what do you do? Mr. Dukes, we'll start with you and just grab the mic and... Okay.
Good evening. Okay, Mr. Dukes, it's not going to bite. Go ahead.
My name is Heinzman Dukes. I am a visitor tonight. Normally, we'll co-host with Mr. Arch. Most people know me out there. But anyway, I am a vet, 23 and a half years of Air Force service.
Hoorah.
And right now, that's all you need to know.
Okay.
My name is Jeff Kloustian. I'm a vet also from the United States Air Force, 28 years flying big airplanes.
Oh, right.
Hi, we're going to round this out. So my name is Heather Ingrafia, and I spent 11 and a half years on active duty in the Air Force.
Oh, gee. And?
My name is Isaac. I am not part of military, but I am too young. Still a minor, though.
But, now... Unfortunately, it just happened to turn out this way, but I'm an Army veteran, just, okay? I wanted to make sure we're not one-sided
well,
here.
Well, the Air Force came to support you.
The Marine guys couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
Well, hold on. We also have military representation with my family, too.
Okay.
I never served, but both of my grandfathers served during World War II. Grandpa on my dad's side served in the Army. Grandpa on my mom's side was a signalman in the Navy.
Okay, so we can pick on you now. We can tell you.
Go right ahead.
About those new experiences. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. But anyway, you're listening to myself and our guests. We're going to talk about veterans, honoring veterans, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Okay, that's it, huh? Okay. Anyway, we have military veterans here, ex-military veterans, and I'm just going to start out by, I'm going to start over here with Heather. Can you tell us what it is that you did in the military?
So in the,
if possible.
Oh yeah, so I'll tell you. So I was really fortunate to have been trained in a couple of different things. So I was a translator for a little while, but spent most of my career in cybersecurity, which turned out to be very useful in this day and age.
Oh, that's great to know. I won't ask you any more right now. Cybersecurity. Okay.
28 years flying airplanes mostly, kind of followed in my dad's footsteps. He was a bomber pilot in World War II. So I ended up flying the KC-135 tanker most of the time and the B-1 bomber for a while when it first came out in 87. And threw a few staff jobs in there in the States and overseas. Fun career.
Great. Oh, me? I'm up.
Yeah, you're up.
I'm up. Well, I spent a few years in the Air Force, and I was an automotive technician. And served quite a few years, as I said earlier. So, did that for 23 and a half years. And then I retired from the Air Force, and I decided to start my own business. And I did that for 18 years as an entrepreneur. So that's what brought me here today.
Okay, now my case, I'm from the Army. Spent my time working with technology and information systems. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. Okay. But anyway, so that's what I did in the military. But since you are veterans, what have you done since you've gotten out? As far as jobs or businesses or careers, anything like that, what have you done, or are you still in? Or
no, I'm still serving as part of the Department of Defense, just as in a civilian function right now. That is one of the options that is readily available to those who leave service. I was medically retired, so it was nice to have that opportunity, as well as others. I also formed a business, not related at all to cybersecurity, but being here in the Clearwater area is a Marine service business, but all thanks to the skills and the opportunities that were afforded to me through being in the military, and with help from the Veterans Small Business Association.
Oh, okay. Great.
I got out of the military in 2004 here in Tampa. I worked at Central Command the last tour. Took a year off, and then I found a teaching job at Robinson High School downtown, teaching aerospace technology. So it was kind of like right up my alley after flying big airplanes, all about aviation and space, and taught high school kids about that, enjoyed that, drones, outer space, airplanes, anything that was in the air, you name it. We talked about it and learned it, and did a little teaching for Ambry-Riddle there also, mostly with the drones. That was 16 years, and retired from that finally in 21. I guess you could say I'm retired, but got a couple of volunteer jobs I do, tutoring some reading and guardian ad litem.
That's what we want to hear, the real deal. Okay.
I have to say,
the Air Force is my guess.
After I retired out of the Air Force, I started my own business, automotive repair. I ran that for 18 years, and somebody approached me about teaching. And I considered, and I taught high school, basic automotive, for 12 years. And now I retired from that. And right now I just assist a couple of shops that I know, guys that I know, that I goes around and hang out with them a while.
Okay. Okay. Great for the Air Force here.
You're severely outnumbered.
Yeah, I got to speak higher and louder, I guess. Well, in my case, when I got out of the military, I ended up working in corporate America as a computer operator, programmer, training manager, and worked for, I think, three large main companies. Then I decided to start my business. Mm-hmm. Based on that evolution of development, I said I probably could help a lot of other veterans, a lot of other people sharing my experiences. And so That's what I've been doing for the last 20 or 30 years in terms of just sharing knowledge and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I got you guys covered. Okay.
Yeah, I do think that is something that being a veteran, it's kind of inherent in our blood is wanting to help each other. And and wanting to share information, which is something very special, and it's really about that community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you can ask each other questions because everybody's background is different. And for Isaac over there, he may want to know some of those things in terms of questions. So if you got any questions for them, feel free to just ask the questions.
Not really. No.
Not yet. Anyway. Yeah,
not yet. That's. Yet.
Okay. So now that you have that background and X amount of years, I'm going to say doing whatever you do. What type of things are you planning to do in the future at your age?
Right now, I plan on starting. I have already started. I'm just seeing if it will continue. Right now, it's temporary. A gospel radio show on another network. That's one of my things. And being co-host with Mr. Jane for about 5 or 6 years gave me opportunity to take a look at it and see if I really want to do it. So right now, that's one of my goals. Plus, I hang out at other shops in my profession to help out around in that area.
Okay.
Well, I think the military, number one, gives you a very good background for standing up in front of people and passing on instruction and things like that. And the teaching came naturally, it seems like, after I got out. So I really enjoyed that. And so in a way, even though I'm retired from formal teaching, I'm still teaching as far as tutoring. So volunteering at the library through Hillsborough Literacy Council and tutoring, and also being a guardian ad litem for people it's just a way to love others, the way God loves us. And he loves us so much, and you just got to go out there and you know, the more you can love on others, the better it is for you, I think. And so I just plan on continuing doing that until I have the big one someday.
Oh, until you have the big one. Okay. Let me see. Is that everybody?
Yes.
Other than myself.
Yeah, other than you. Being that you're from the Army, we'll let you go last.
Well, I don't like being last, but that's okay. I'm the host. So that's what we did have. We did have some others that had to cancel out, so I just wanted to let you know that. We had the branches represented, but the people had to back out, so we may get a call. However, the Army can carry all of you guys, okay? So
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
But based on you guys being a veteran, what types of things do you see now going on whereby you think that audience needs more of what you have to offer? Anything?
One of the things, as far as employment, now I've never started a business. I thought about starting up a drone business because mm-hmm. I used to teach drones in school. And there's a big market for it out there, obviously. Drones are in all kinds of parts of life now. But Luke, what was I going to say?
The entrepreneur side of
it. No, it was something else. I'm sorry. I'll get it back in a second here.
You know, coming from my profession, like Jeff, teaching high school was a great, I would say one of my great challenges. And to teach it to deal with young kids and for 12, and that's from 9 through 12, for 12 years. And the thing is, as I look at the market today, my profession is more needed now than ever. And we need knowledge in that profession mm-hmm. because what people don't realize, I guess now they're beginning to realize, automobiles are changing every day. And automobiles now have just as many computers, if not more, than the average aircraft. And the mm-hmm. thing we need is personnel with the knowledge to be able to diagnose and to be able to pinpoint some of the problems that they're going to have. And what it was kind of hard when I was teaching in high school for young kids to realize that how important GPS system was going to be. And we would try to tell them, now is the time that your mind is open, your mind is wide open, you got plenty of room for knowledge to learn the GPS system. Because the GPS system now has become wide world news. And you can use it. We can use it every day, going somewhere. And we don't have the technician in the world. We don't have the technician in no town, no city, that's capable of handling. And most dealership, if you drive by a dealership, you see signs, you see a lot of the small pops and garage, they got signs out looking for technicians with experience or looking for technicians that have diagnosed capability. And I look at it today, the young kids, they're missing a great opportunity but not dabbing into it.
So how do you get them to look at it or to understand it or just to be aware of it? Or anybody else, actually?
First thing, from my perspective, the individual got to have that desire to be in that profession, in that field, because it's not an easy field. Years ago it was. You didn't have to worry about but two or three things. Now you got to worry about a lot of things. You got to be able to read diagrams. You got to be able to read maps that tell you how to troubleshoot. And most kids that are coming out of high school today, they can't even read what a fuse go, even though they put it out there. It's already in the schematic. But being able to define it or detect it, somebody got to coach them. And most shops don't have a trained trainer to teach them that.
Yeah.
So what can we do? What can we do about it? I don't know. Really, I don't know what type of carrot we're going to put in front of them to get them into that. get them interested in that.
Okay.
But it's something we need. Okay. It's going to get worse. I almost assure you, the next 10 years, you're going to see it's going to be real bad. Cars will be stacked up in dealership because they don't have the people to repair.
Okay.
But I think, like, just a way that you know, all of those points really feeds into the message of, you know, this entrepreneur show is anybody who's interested in a particular field, whether it's automotive or aviation or, I mean, the military has all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's a way and it's an opportunity to get training,
mm-hmm.
to get experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of that, you have options. You can start your own business.
Correct.
You can stay in the field, stay in the military. I actually have my daughter, one of my children is at Embry-Riddle in Daytona, studying computer engineering and electrical engineering to build robots.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have anything on her resume for, you know, to get those entry level positions these days, especially in after higher education, is getting more and more difficult. However, you know, I have you know, airmen and Marines and soldiers who I work with don't have a degree, but they've got that training that they've received in the military, the education they received in the military. They're getting out with, you know, after 4 years, 6 years with six-figure jobs, starting their own businesses, even if it's just to employ themselves as a contractor. There's a, you know, and then you have assistance with that as well. So, you know, that is a path, and I think that's something that, you know, as a veteran and being, you know, being Veterans Day, that's a message that we can share to say, you know what, if you're interested in something and you're not sure how you're going to get to that goal, there are opportunities there. And I think that everyone sitting here is examples of success from that path.
Okay, hold that thought. We have to take a break to hear something from our sponsors, but hold that thought because I have some questions to ask you guys. As far as getting input in terms of what can we do or what should be done. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. And as soon as we get ready to go, we'll be ready to go. Wake up!
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Okay, we have recognized all of the branches in the military, I believe. I don't think we left any out. The Air Force, the Army, Marines, Coast Guard, and Navy.
Space Force.
I thought of Space Force. We couldn't talk about that a few years ago, but yeah, Space Force. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, or are you allowed?
Well, I mean, they're now officially another branch of service, so we should recognize them as such.
Yeah.
But but I think it's very similar to when the Air Force came out of the Army Air Corps, and a good majority of Space Force has now branched off from the Air Force.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And men in uniform, the NOAA Corps has a few hundred guys in uniform also. They're not becoming the Navy or Commerce in peacetime. I think the Navy in wartime. And don't forget the Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Coasties out there.
Uncle Sam's Canoe Club.
There you go.
No offense. Love my Coast Guard brothers and sisters.
Great, great, great. Well, you all have some... I'm just going to say some great background, but when we were talking during the break, you were talking about things that veterans could be doing, and you were talking about things that were, Mr. Duke's talking about things that may be lacking or needs that you see. Mm-hmm. What types of suggestions could you make?
I mentioned something, even though I didn't go into a business for myself, one thing... Yeah. That I did do in case I opened that drone business was in the military, when you exit, make sure you've got all your contacts lined up, contacts in the field that you're going to go into. If you're going to open a business in drones, let's say, I would go back and get all the contacts I work with in the military and make sure I have their phone numbers, whatever, so I can contact them for help when I start my business as well. And of course, the VA with its help for the Small Business Administration, but the VA helps also in that aspect in many ways for support. And one more thing about teaching, since Dukes and I have both been teachers, even though it's not your own entrepreneurship business, to me, being a teacher is almost like being an entrepreneur. For me, it was anyway, because I was very off to the side. They left me alone in school since I was such a unique subject. And my thought was, I was a businessman, my customer was a parent, and my product was a student who was inspired in something about aerospace.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was kind of fun to run my business, so to speak, out of my classroom. And I think we need a lot more ex-military in the classroom because they've got real-world experience and the training and discipline that the military offers you. We need a lot more out there. It's a great job after the military. You know, you just got to get out there and do it.
Any other thoughts on that?
Well, piggyback off what Jeff said, after being in the classroom for a few years, you see a lot. And you work with kids that wants to do it, and you work with kids that don't want to. Because, you know, everybody don't have that taste to be what we are. But with having that background in the military, it gives you have that ability to be able to talk to them. And as he said, in his case, my product also was a kid, but we actually had live products on campus that we could work on, and the parents supported that. But I would say today, right now, they don't have that support anymore. A lot of parents don't want them working on cars anymore. They think everybody's supposed to be computer geeks or whatever you want to call them.
So what was it?
What would be my
proposal? What would you suggest? Yeah,
I suggest that you need to go back to the classroom. You need to go back in high school. And it needs to be supported in high school. Like I say, it takes so long for people to catch up and realize, we made a mistake. We put this on the wayside. They took out carpenter in high school. They took out metal work in high school. And you got kids that can't do, that love to work with their hands. And this is something they need to really, really evaluate and bring it all back. Because even though we got computer, we got tremendous things computers can do, but some things computers cannot do.
Okay.
Yeah, there's, I was in just, and then I will piggyback on both of them. There are, just to that point, is there are a lot of programs available through the VA for those who have served that will teach you those types of skills. So there you have, whether that's from like HVAC, electrical, automotive, mm-hmm. So many different, so many different fields that are in just such high demand right now. And, you know, you can, if you're a veteran, you can utilize that and take that opportunity and that, I guess, what's the, you know, you've earned mm-hmm. this. So, and you, that's another thing you can turn into a business for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You know, look at all the different trades that they offer mm-hmm. training in. You get the training for free. You've already got the discipline of having your military background. Put those together with, some help from the Small Business Association, the Veteran Small Business Association, and that could then, in turn, turn you into your own fruitful business.
Yeah, it could.
That was my goal when I went in the Air Force, was to come out with a trade that I could do without having to go to trade school. Because I got my trade school right in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went to some of the best schools that I could have never afforded to went to. During the days when the automotive would begin to change, and that was one of the things. I was in the world when computers began to go in cars, and to know what they were like and what were causing the problem. And now we need other broad minds to be ready for the change that's going to come. And it's coming.
I have a suggestion. I'd like to have you think about it. Why not start from the top down? Meaning based on your age and knowledge, start with the next level below you that already has a lot of experience in certain areas so that they get what you have and they can pass that down versus starting at the bottom with the children. Or the kids, as we say, but there's that gap that's in between that's really not being addressed. Is that?
Well, if you think about it, that's the way the military is structured.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to also realize now, also, you know, we got this new thing, AI.
Ooh.
AI is becoming a big, big deal. And the younger generation is on AI. You really can't do a whole lot anymore without them. Like we say, you take this here and give it to them, and they can do what you can't do with it. So what do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah. I agree with what you said, start from mm-hmm. the top down. We are all in the military know that we come from the mm-hmm. top down.
Right. It has to start somewhere. So the question is, if we know the problems that we're having starting here, why not take the knowledge of already solving problems mm-hmm. and start with the next layer that's going to gain that experience? That's just a thought. Kind of reverse it so that you have it, the knowledge being passed down with the individuals that already gained knowledge in between.
Okay.
Instead of starting here, because whatever.
So I'll do it.
Well, that was whoever starts here, that's all they have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you give them the rest?
Well, that sounds like you're talking to the entrepreneurs that are already out there
right.
for them to bring in people that they can pass the knowledge down to. And that kind of takes right. me to something we've kind of been talking around here, and that is technical skills. Mm-hmm. There are six-figure jobs out there where you'll need college. You'll need to go get those
right.
college loans.
Mm-hmm. No.
And there are, welders and carpenters and automotive mechanics nowadays,
right.
you know, airplane mechanics out there. And those jobs need people. Every one of them need people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're rooming kids in school to go to college. That's all you hear when I was in high school anyway for 16 years. Oh, go to college. What college are you going to go to? Don't. Go to technical school. Find something you like
right.
to do, you know, and you can jump into one of those
mm-hmm.
and take and learn that one. My son is HVAC. Mm-hmm. He didn't go to college. He went to some college, and he decided to get out, and he joined HVAC. Learned from the bottom up, of course, but now he's got his own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's doing great. Mm-hmm. HVAC is a big deal.
Yeah, our oldest daughter also went to college a little
right.
bit,
uh-huh.
and then
right.
decided, you know, and you are seeing a shift in the trend that actually does align with what we're seeing, you know, to the point of, you know, needing the technicians and needing the hands-on people. There was a point there where machines were taking over everything, mm-hmm. And replacing mm-hmm. jobs. But I feel like and this is just my opinion, that's plateaued a bit. There's always going to need, it's something we always talk about in cybersecurity is automate what you can and put the man in the loop when you need to. And so that's still a requirement, and that's always going to be a requirement because that's just something that AI just can't replace.
And very true.
You always need a man or woman to operate that machine too.
That's right.
There's a little business here mm-hmm. in Tampa right outside the airport called Southern Manufacturing Association, I believe, and they build unique aerospace parts for rockets mm-hmm. and satellites. And you walk in there and you see, I can't remember exactly, close to 100 giant CNC machines and some engineers that work in the desks who know CAD and SolidWorks. But every one of those machines needs an operator.
That's right.
You know, who needs to be trained. And that doesn't require a college education.
Well, do you need college for that, or do you just need someone to operate?
They've hired people right out of high school on their floor.
They just need people who are motivated and want to work, want to be trained. I mean, look at all the construction that we got going on in this country. You can't turn around. There's a road torn up. There's a ditch being dug. There's a building being put up. They need people. Those pieces of equipment that you see out down the road, digging all these ditches and moving all this earth, they got to have somebody to repair. They're going to break.
Okay.
So. Start at the top. When you said start at the top, how high do I go to the top?
That was my suggestion. Go up to the top because the top needs to know the answers. Mm-hmm. And if they don't know, then you got to help them get those answers. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I think what entrepreneurs can do.
Well, that's what entrepreneurs try to work together. Most of them. Most entrepreneurs do work. They work. To help one another. But those that are not entrepreneurs don't see the benefit of it. They think you're better than they are.
Mm-hmm. So,
they think you are higher than they are. And it's not. All we're trying to do is get something accomplished. And entrepreneur is not easy. It's a hard work. You got to work at it. Sometimes you have to sleep with it. And don't go away. That's what Jeff said. He thought about it, but he didn't want to get to it yet because he's thought about how much work is involved.
Okay, so when it comes to entrepreneurs, the purpose is to solve a problem. Is that right?
That's correct. Or
so
create something.
Or fulfill a need.
Or fulfilling the need of the other.
Okay, so just from you. Three Air Force people. what type of suggestions do you have for the public that could affect the employers, the military, the educational systems? Have you thought about any of those things that you see that the rest of us don't see yet?
I would say one of the things that comes to mind is don't be afraid to step out and change. It's just something that, you know, is so prevalent these days where you find people, if you're doing something you enjoy, it's not a job. And I know it sounds cliche and, you know, you
That's
hear
correct.
That all the time. But, but truly, you know, So for me, during my career in the Air Force, I did quite a transition from being a translator to computer to cybersecurity, and I was deathly afraid. You know, said, "Oh gosh, this is so different. I don't know." And I will tell you, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me in my entire life. And so I encourage those who are out there and, you know, have an idea or see, you know, see somewhere where they can fill a void, do it.
Well, that's what Mr. Gene preached on his show about.
Talk about.
He talks about that you don't preach. But anyway, to me it is. You're trying to get that point across, and a lot of people have the idea, want to do it, but they don't want to step out on it to do it. Mm-hmm. And they don't take the time to do a lot of research and see what is involved in it. And even though it's available, and I mean, what we're talking about, I think it's seen, it's being seen everywhere, really, in all the career, all the professions. All of them, you walk by and you see signs say, help wanted, help needed. So how do we motivate the people? That's why I said it's in the people. They got to be motivated if they want to. If they don't want to work, they don't want to work. If they don't want to be trained, they don't want to be trained.
True. Now that comes like the second show that we have in terms of for jobs. But all people are motivated to do something.
That's right.
All humans are. How do we capture the motivation? Because they're already doing what they're motivated to do, and you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, we've been talking around the table, and Heather said eloquently earlier, if you're an entrepreneur already, you have a business, look at the military who's available out there. Go advertise at the job fairs. Get those guys and gals who are trained already in your area, might want to learn something in the area. They are a very disciplined, hardworking group of people. That's probably the best thing you can do if you hire an employee out of the military.
That's right. I think it is. Most military individuals have that desire to advance or to want to do more.
We have like 3 minutes left, but it's one question. We have a lot of veterans that are coming out of the military that feel as though there's no place for them.
Why?
Why is that? Because obviously somebody doesn't know something. Why do you think that's such a big issue in terms of coming out with that feeling?
Any thoughts? Well, because they're used to somebody telling them what to do and when to do it. The only opportunity you have is the one that you make and the one that you take, and that's you know, in entrepreneurship, that covers all. There's no excuse. You know, if there's not something out there for you and you have an idea, there is a path and there's a way and there are resources available to help you do that, especially for our veterans.
Okay. In 2 minutes left, can you just tell us some of those resources that you're familiar with?
Yep, absolutely. So if you go to va.gov and you register, you log in. If you're not computer savvy, you can go into any of the VA offices that they have around the area. Bay Pines is very close to here. Also, your veteran organizations. I volunteer a lot with the Veterans of Foreign Wars. So shout out to my friends at Indian Rocks VFW, and, but American Legion. Those are all organizations that also can have a plethora of resources available to you, and you can stop by any one of them. Great people at all of those types of organizations that are willing and able to help.
Anybody else? No. Okay, 1 minute. To say, what type of suggestion could you offer for the entrepreneur that exists right now as far as furthering their business? Any thoughts on just anything that pops into your mind?
Hire military.
Hire military. Air Force.
Okay, hire Army.
Don't do drugs.
All right.
Excellent point.
Yes, I would say continue to learn. Always be learning those new technologies, or finding people that have that experience, whether through the military or other trade schools, to continue to grow. Don't become stagnant.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that possibly the military set up something called a welcome center. But the purpose of the welcome is once they're getting out, what does that individual, where can that person go to share their ideas, their thoughts as they're coming out, so that they're not coming out with fear, they're coming out with saying, I want to do this, this, and this.
Yeah, the transition assistance program does a great job with that. I know, Gene, that we've got some contacts for you to get involved to help identify, young entrepreneurs identify themselves and look into that as a way forward for them coming out of the military.
Yeah.
Well, the Air Force had a transition program years ago.
They still do.
They still do.
In fact, now they have a...
That program should be the program that we tap into to find out. And I didn't go to it because I didn't need it, because I had my mind already set what I was going to do. But I'm saying that program could be, and like you say, I like what you said the first beginning.
A lot of them are trained to be, they don't know what to do when they get out, they want somebody to tell them.
Yeah, and they have a new program called the Skill Bridge program that recently came out, where they will pay you at the end of your career to go try any sort of career you want. So we can talk about that in the next hour.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, because our time is running out. I know Matt's back there, but thank you very much, Heather, Jeff, and Mr. Heinzman. Do you have any other thought right quick that you may want to share before we get off?
Go Noles.
Go Noles.
Go Noles.
Go Noles.
Okay.
Hoorah.
Get a bunch of
chance. Okay, well, I hear the music, which means our time is up. But for all you veterans out there, think about all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, that you know how to do, because I'm going to suggest that you can do it your way. There's are lots of resources out there. If not, go create those resources, and we'll go from there. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up, and we're out of here for the time being. Go out and do it your way, because you've been doing it that way all along.
Way.